This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. A snowstorm is expected to cross Colorado starting late tonight. It could bring a foot of snow to the mountains and maybe a dusting, or 1 to 2 inches across the Denver metro area. That's with the state's snowpack at the lowest ever for this time of year. Lisa Hidalgo is chief meteorologist at Denver 7. She says the storm system should be especially good for the San Juan Mountains.
Parts of southwestern Colorado, their snowpack numbers, have been flirting with below 50% of normal. So they really need it. This next one's going to bring our temperatures down quite a bit later in the week.
Denver and Colorado Springs will get really cold with lows near zero on Friday night and highs on Saturday barely reaching the double digits. Meanwhile, in rural southwest Colorado, the famed Ouray Ice Park has opened for ice climbing about 1 month behind schedule. Warm temperatures had been wreaking havoc on the park's large ice structures, but Executive Director Peter O'Neill says the weather has turned in the park's favor.
The ice park has had almost 10 days of cold nighttime temperatures, and the ice farmers have been able to rebuild the park because it had quite literally fallen apart.
The Ouray Ice Fest, which draws climbers from around the world, kicks off tonight. The State Health Department is sending reminder texts and emails to families about the benefits of getting kids vaccinated for human papillomavirus. Health officials say it provides lasting protection against cancer. Text messages and email notifications will go out to families of more than 304,000 children ages 11 to 18 years. Their records in the state system show their child may be overdue for that vaccine, which protects against infections that can cause 6 types of cancer. This is CPR News.